which is the one for the export credit transactions and how to ease them. Shep and I, we spoke briefly last week about this and about the possible applications on blockchain. So I would like, you know, him to introduce a few of the thoughts that we exchanged on Friday. So Giuseppe, if you want to drop in and spend a few words about this.
Yes, yes, we can hear you. I hope that you guys are following and you listen what Andrea said. Can you confirm me, please?
Yes.
Yes, we hear you.
Yes.
Okay. Just to quickly share what we, Andrea, told last week. We can start from this, that we exchanged a bit of experience. Andrea used to work for corporates. I've been working for a bank for more than 20 years or like that. And we share our experience and in particular the word that I better know is the SME segment of the Italian market, and we share that in the blockchain community there is a lot of articles of materials related to the digitalization, all the benefits brought by the blockchain, mainly related to a big deal and maybe not so close to the reality of the SMEs. And so we started thinking that the kind of operation that we mainly treat in the bank and in the corporate for small companies that want to, for example, export goods or services can be translated in a sort of blockchain system, because we thought, for example, to the supplier credit, and we thought, well, a credit insurance issued by an ECA is a sort of asset that could be translated in a token, for example, in a blockchain, like maybe the credit granted by a bank, in particular in a market where banks are always more oriented to make commercial initiative, commercial credit policies that are not based on a analysis single name, but on the process of the data available in the database that we always known. This can be also can be imagined as an asset that the company could use and could download in a free way. I mean, so we wanted to share if in your opinion this is something that is feasible to imagine, and if this kind of system could be allow more SME to access credit in a quicker and maybe also in a bigger amount than today, because we and Andrea are well experienced that normally this kind of deals take a lot of time, even if the process behind is 90% related to data analysis, in particular in the SMEs world. So this is what we would like to share with you. Andrea, if you want to add something.
Yes, I'd like to. I mean, the process basically is for export credit and suppliers credit is based, as we told, on databases. Most of the time, the evaluation takes time. And you know, it's based on each ECA database, so it takes time. I was wondering whether there is a way for all these data set databases to cooperate, this amount of data to cooperate, and to be more quickly available in order to speed up the procedures. A big point is when you go to the final customers for the small and medium enterprises to know since the beginning what to propose or how to go on with this, and whether the proposal would be finalized. So basically the core point is also how to shorten the period for releasing the sort of mortgages. Is there any way for the blockchain to create a sort of central intelligence to shorten procedures and make them quicker? This is all, I mean, I would like to say, we were wondering, as Giuseppe has just said, how to structure for the best, how all the entities involved in this process could cooperate in order to make swifter procedures. I have already read this morning, just this morning, that TreeTech has launched the platform PSIX for suppliers credit in the export branch. So I would like to share the information shortly after the meeting. I mean, this is basically our project, what we would like to work on. But I leave for you to propose any other arguments related to this. Is there anybody who would like to express their own opinion? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Enrico, can you hear? Para,
can you hear? Yes, Enrico here. I was on mute. Just wanted to give room to the others listening, since I know that people have to leave earlier.
Yeah, no, yeah. I heard the concept, and I think it's an angle to pursue for SMEs, as you said. Where I am, I've got a couple of thoughts in my mind. The first is, just understanding the flow a little bit better, and then the value of optimizing that flow as being captured. Because if it's faster and easier and quicker to decisions, that's good. Then it's just a case of what's the inherent value of that? And then how do we quantify it? And then see, is it something we can pursue to propose to see if it sells, if it has value? So just on its own, is it a compelling proposition compared to, in itself? And then the thing in my mind then after that is, how does that compare to the other challenges and priorities? And is this number five in the top five, or is it number two in the top five? Because from an open accounts trade finance, from a blockchain platform point of view, I'm sort of coming at it from the WeTrade angle, which is where I'm the lead exec from IBM on WeTrade, from the beginning and to where it is now. And I'm just trying to think, what else is in the platform today that makes it compelling for people to connect, to drive flow? And if we believe this proposition that you're discussing could be one, I'm then comparing it to the business architecture to go from a bank-centric to a client-centric to allow more entities to be onboarded. I'm then looking at the onboarding process and how to make that have less friction, because there's still a lot of overhead on the banks to the final KYC. I'm looking at simple features of multiple invoices for multiple deliveries on a single purchase order, say, for example. I'm looking at the payment notifications. I'm looking at the digitization of assets to make it more fluid, to provide more liquidity to the platform. So I'm just comparing it to other things that I'm seeing from an SME open accounts blockchain enabled platform, and then where this fits. So that's the kind of thinking I'm just doing right now as you were sharing. Thanks.
Do you know anybody who could give us more detail into the things that you were talking about and to discuss during our session? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that question to whom? Sorry.
I heard what you were saying. I mean, sorry, but I'm in a difficult position right now. I can hardly hear you. How can we go on with this? I mean, can you get us into contact with somebody who could give us more details in what you were talking about?
Yeah, in details and as far as the other priorities that might be there for SME open accounts blockchain platform, or more details on the and I missed the name of it. I think I wrote it quickly down as supplier credits something. I didn't quite catch it all because of the sound. But you've got an offering that you're thinking about creating. I'd like to know a little bit more about that, and then yes, I can certainly share some of the other challenges or considerations that blockchain-enabled SME account platforms are looking at.
Okay, I understand. Giuseppe, have you got anything to add?
All the issues are probably big issues, and define a priority is not easy, because if you look as an SMEs, probably the top priorities is to close the deal and maybe KYC or other things in the idea of an SMEs are just the bureaucracy. But maybe if you ask me as a banker, which is the main issue that I have to face with every day, maybe I would reply that yes, complying issues and like this. What I think is that the idea that we wanted to share is, based on the idea that to propose something that can be really tangible for a company is for a corporate is the easier way to develop the knowledge of the technology. If we talk, for example, about KYC and blockchain, we will talk about two very tough issues that are managed by a small community of people. Maybe if we talk about access to credit, maybe this kind of issues can be shared by more actors and can be maybe more interesting. But I don't want to say that the other topics that you said are not in the top priority. It's just the idea that we had to think, as Andrea comes from the corporate world, I come from the bank, and so we try to find a sort of middle way.
Giuseppe, I totally agree with you that KYC is not an easy challenge to overcome, and it is a high priority. It's a very expensive process for the banks, as well as a laborious process for the SMBs as they've been onboarded. Totally agree with you. And I'm not saying that there's other bigger priorities. I think, I guess what I was trying to say was there's other priorities as well. And maybe let's map out where are we on, you know, level of value versus time to deliver a value, or some sort of matrix to evaluate, and then see what else is out there. And then we can make an informed assessment to go after this initiative, for example, because that will all play to the messaging as we go forward to explore it, when people say, well, why didn't you look at this or why didn't you look at that? And I guess what I'm saying here is, if we have an idea, now that we've got this new working group leadership, and I wasn't unfortunately able to attend the launch or the previous one, but if we want to look at trade finance with the Hyperledger community, enabled with Hyperledger Fabric, or even Indy as well with the other initiatives, then let's try and do a nice sort of fresh sweep through what is happening in trade finance and in the world of trade. Have a look at where we see the priorities and the trends, and then let's have that sort of view to then decide which ones to go after. But I guess I'm at that stage in my mind, when people table an initiative, I'm then always thinking, well, in the context of what? Because then if we have to go forward with it and sell it, then it gives us a good foundation for the messaging.
Okay. You have a message. I'll try to work this direction. For your information, and just to conclude, most of you maybe have to leave. I was trying to organize a presentation on the product, which is related to shipments and to supply chain. But the guys are not available today, so I had to reschedule to next Thursday. So afterwards, I will try to organize session of demonstration of the product.
Hi, it's Bobby.
Hi,
I'm going to share my screen for just a second. I just want to, I've been kind of taking notes. Does everybody see the taxonomy of trade finance page?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I just set this up on our wiki page, Trade Finance. If you go to Hyperledger Wiki and you log in with your Linux login, you'll get an edit menu here. And if you hit edit, you can add your information. And I was kind of taking quick notes as to what we were talking about, but this would be the space on the page, if it's okay with Andre, for us to build what we're discussing today. I just set that up.
Excellent.
And there's only one other thing before people hop off that we might want to think about as a group. I'm just going to go to another space real quick that I work with. Was it public sector? Yes. So public sector, there is, for everyone who's going to the global forum, each working group and special interest group have the opportunity to create a video. And here is the sign up for that. I'm discussing my learning materials working group with the rest of my group. But if you want to put in here trade finance, what this is just a video to advertise what your group is doing. And then there is also a script to follow for that if you want to write that up. So you would be recorded on a video for the YouTube channels to gain interest in your working group. Also, there's a kiosk for the working groups where each one can sign up, where you would man the kiosk a certain 15-minute period. And then you would discuss your working group to try to get like-minded people to join. So those are things I will also put on our homepage for trade finance, so that when you go to the trade finance homepage, I will put right underneath meeting recordings a little link to both of those things for anyone who wants to sign up from our group. Any questions?
This is great. Can you, Bobby, this is Enrico. How can we access, you said we need to have like Linux credentials. How do we get?
Okay, I'm going to go real quick to my learning materials working group, because on my homepage, there is a new member welcome page.
Okay.
And on there, it walks you through getting a Linux login, which is just basically verifying your email at the Linux Foundation. And then this talks you how you can join all the group's calls and get on their mailing list. And then this shows you how to hit the edit button once you have it to edit the page.
Is that where you can send it to Andrea so he circulates it? Because I didn't know about this opportunity.
Yes, anybody can have a Linux login, and it can be any email address. You don't have to work for the Linux Foundation or have anything to do with them to have the login. And what that will do will just enable you to be able to edit the wiki pages.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay, so I will put the global forum information right now. Let me see. Oh, that's my group. Wrong one. On our homepage for us to look at and hopefully sign up for some things to represent. And this last one is called Birds of a Feather. And what that is, well, I'll show you that real quick. That is like-minded people meeting at lunchtime every day. So I'm interested in the Sustainable Development Goals from the UN. So I would like people to meet me at lunch on the 4th to talk about that. We can have any topic we want to talk about. So if the group wants to talk about, you know, the SMEs and trade finance, and anyone has any ideas, you can make that a topic. You can make whatever you want a topic. You just have to, you know, be sure you're at that Birds of a Feather table on the day at the trade finance, at the global forum.
Okay.
So I will put those three things right now on our wiki page.
Splendid.
So that we can sign up as a group. And they're there on our page so that, again, one person, two people, you can do it as a group, you can sign up. I do think the video is important because it is basically marketing for the group and it's going to be professionally done. The script basically is simple. Introduce yourself, introduce your working group or your special interest groups. What are you working on? So basically that will, you know, get us some visibility. Any questions? I didn't mean to hijack the conversation. I just wanted to hear you that before everyone left.
Thank you. No, this was great.
Fantastic, Marisha. Thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome.
Perfect. So what's left to say is that Giuseppe and I will work on paper just to print down the information that we gave you. I will boast you with this. Next Thursday morning, I have to speak with both Martha and Julian from APAC region. So we'll come up again in order to involve more people from that region in our discussion shortly afterwards. This is all for me. We can conclude like this, and we next meeting will be in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Enrico. I just wanted to suggest one angle we could take as a group if we agree. And this comes from the normal conversations I'm having. When I speak about blockchain, with the premise that I always like to say I don't sell blockchain. So my objective is to help people understand and decide by themselves. But the usual question that always comes up is, we are doing this already with our systems. Why should we look at blockchain? Why should we think of blockchain? So I think that perhaps considering what our experience tells us, being able to answer, you know, such a simple question, but I would say very important, why looking at blockchain if, you know, letters of credit can be handled, you know, in a traditional way. I think, and, you know, and the people we talk to, I think they do understand what is the value of blockchain and the reason of digitizing rather than, you know, doing it on paper. So something that explains, you know, what to do and how to convince, you know, people that work in their companies or in their banks, that I think would be a great contribution we could bring.
Perfect, Nico. I think we can also have a conversation, a private conversation about this, and we'll give you more details into what we are thinking about. And we'll share with the group, of course.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
You guys, have a nice day, and talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice
day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'll put the recording up on the wiki page as soon as it's finished compiling.
Thank you.
Perfect, Bobby. We'll keep in touch again.